Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to roll? Are you ready to feel the Spirit of God upon you? Some of you today, right now, are putting really too much of your energy in what goes on around the world. Some of you today are putting too much trust in political candidates that you think that somehow they're going to save you. Let me tell you today that one political candidate is not going to save you. So whether you're Republican or whether you're Democrat, who really cares? My sermon today is Democrat or Republican, who really cares? Come on, somebody. Some of you put too much trust in what people can do for you, but I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'll say that again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. So Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. So whatever miracles has happened in the Old Testament, whatever miracles that you have seen, the crossing of the Jordan, the wall of Jericho, the covenants, the tabernacles, come on somebody, the same miracles of Elijah being taken up on the chariots of fire, Jesus Christ is the same then as He is today. Jesus Christ is the same God that walked in Jerusalem, the same God that healed the blind, the same God that raised the dead, come on somebody, and He's the God that resurrected. Now listen and listen to me good. Hebrews 13:8 says this, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, in the present. Did you know the same Jesus that raised Lazarus from the dead is the same Jesus that can raise you from the dead, can raise your problems from the dead? Come on, somebody. I know you're not listening to me today, but Jesus Christ is the same God. You know, in a time where we're worried about the election process, in a time that we think that one candidate is going to save this country, I got to tell you, whether you're Democrat, whether you're Republican, who really cares? You put more trust in the GOP, you put more trust in the Democrats than you do Jesus. But I'm here to tell you today, if you want to see this country turned around, put your trust in Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Jesus Christ is today, and He's the same in your present life. Come on, somebody. 2 Kings, a widow who had no money, God was able to take those jars and to fill it with oil. Some of you today, your financial situation is very difficult. God's able to take your financial situation and turn it to oil. Come on, somebody. He's able to help you. It's the same God. That is the same God. Some of you are back against the wall right now. You don't know where to go. You see an army coming your way. Come on, somebody. The Israelites was just taken out of Egypt. They're up on the Red Sea. They had no place to go. And what did God do? He parted the Red Sea. Don't you know the same God of yesterday is the same God today in your present life? And He's able to open up the Red Sea. Some of you people today have a doom and gloom mentality. Oh, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. Oh, we want more jobs. There's no jobs. Oh, this candidate's going to help us. This candidate's going to help us. Oh my, no hope. But I'm here to tell you today that there is hope. There is hope because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. He's the same God that you read in the Bible. He's the same God that saved Jonah by the whale and delivered the Ninevites. He is the same God that resurrected Jesus from the cross. He's the same God that took Stephen up when he was stoned. He is the same God. Oh, He's the same God in your life. Come on, somebody. So He's the same of the past. He's the same of the present. And the Bible says, and forever, in the future. Why are we so worried? Because we know that no matter how difficult the situation is. God is the same God in the hard times, and He's the same God in the good times. So whether you vote Democrat, who really cares? Whether you vote Republican, who really cares? Whether you vote Independent, who really cares? Because God is still God. Come on, somebody. He is still God. And I tell you some. I want to tell you right now, it's your choice to vote who you want to vote. We, Fly High Ministries, we're a 501c3 tax exempt. I can't tell you or persuade you who you want to vote, but no matter, be encouraged in this, that Jesus Christ won't change. And as a Christian, we should not worry. We should not worry which direction this country is going. We should keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I get an amen to that? That Jesus Christ is the same. So why do we worry? Why are we afraid? Don't you know that Jesus is here today? Because you gotta believe. I gotta tell you, people thought in the Bible, they thought that Jesus was coming back in their day. And they were confused. And they said, Jesus. And they were told, even in the Thessalonians, And they were confused about the rapture, and they thought that Jesus is coming back, and they said, well, what about our dead? Is He going to take our dead? But He's rapturing us, and you can see the confusion, and you can see the doctrines of the church today, the confusion. And it's how we believe that Jesus is coming back in our day. And they did it back in the Holocaust. And every generation, there's people in every generation that thinks Jesus is coming back in their generation. I cannot tell you when Jesus is coming back, but I will tell you that He said He's coming back. And I gotta tell you, whether you believe in the pre, the post, the mid or the post tribulations, I gotta tell you, we don't need to be arguing about that. What we need to know is that Jesus is coming back. So let Him do His work, and our work is to have faith and to believe that Jesus Christ is resurrected up and that He sits on the right hand of the Father. Come on, somebody. You know, the problem today is people trust more in their organizations. They're not worshiping from the heart. We got corporate music programs today. We got organizations that are running a corporate church franchise. So you might as well go to this church. You're going to worship all across the country. But God said, let's bring to Me a new song. A new song. Stop following the crowd. Be an individual. Are you ready to fly high? Are you ready to be an individual for Jesus? You don't got to please this organization. Stand up. Trust the Lord. And He is going to see you through. And I want to encourage you today that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So in a time where this country has some mass decisions to make, pray. And believe that Jesus will never change in your life. No matter which direction this nation goes, Jesus will never change in your life. Amen.